She was the gentle pacifist who has been superseded by a wartime hero. Two very different people. Two faces on a £5 note. Elizabeth Fry is no longer the face of the new note, having been replaced by Winston Churchill. Famous in her day as the Angel of Prisons, was one of the most remarkable women of the 19th century, who had almost been forgotten until her face appeared on the fiver. In recent times, people across this country and all over the world have been discovering more about Elizabeth. Born in Norwich in 1780, a member of the powerful Gurney banking family who lived at Gurney Court on Magdalen Street before moving to Earlham Hall. The poor of Norwich stole the heart of this little rich girl. By the time she reached her teens, Elizabeth, Betsy, was stepping into a very different world which existed outside the hall. She was helping the ragged children of Earlham. Her family called them Betsy's Imps. Following her marriage to Joseph Fry, she moved to London, where they had 11 children. She was no prim and proper little Victorian housewife and mother. She stepped into the hell which was notorious Newgate Prison and led an extraordinary and pioneering campaign to help the women suffering in stinking and squalid conditions. Elizabeth was stoic, brave, and determined. She was one of the few who dared to even visit Newgate, where she blocked out the pandemonium to read to female prisoners, offer comfort, teach new skills, and set up schools. Campaigning tirelessly and bravely, she became an advisor to the government, gained audiences with Queen Victoria, and influenced a young Florence Nightingale. Last year, journalist and author Avril Douglas Opperman wrote an acclaimed book called While It Is Yet Day, telling the story of Elizabeth Fry, and now she is involved in a charity campaign called Last Fry Fiver Campaign. The whole idea is to help raise money and awareness for a number of charities, and the first will be Women in Prison, which supports society's most vulnerable women and campaigns for radical changes needed to deliver justice.